You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Libraries are where many people go to exercise their brains. And now there's at least one where you can go to exercise your body.
One, two, three, four, hit it!
The 81st Avenue Branch Library in East Oakland is finding that what people want in their neighborhood is to work out. And they didn't have to go far to find the right instructor. She was a regular at the library who dreamt of being a fitness instructor when she was older. KALW's Leela Day brings us the story of a teenager who's getting her library in shape.
15-year-old Jennifer Estrada is in the upstairs room of the library, and she's getting ready for class. She's wearing her all-black workout gear, and her long hair blends in with her shirt.
My name is Jennifer, but I go by Ariella. And then, well, basically, we're going to do a video, workout video, for people that, you know, are overweight.
This is the first class Ariella's teaching with the help of a video. Normally, she's downstairs in the library with all of the books. That's where she's come for the past couple of years to learn about nutrition and health.
I used to be overweight, and people used to make fun of me. When I used to start working out, like, people laughed about me.
Ariella carries difficult memories with her about her weight, like of the kids at school making fun of her for her clothes being too tight, and of that horrible day when her doctor told her she was obese, weighing nearly 200 pounds.
I don't want to be skinny. I want to be fit. That's a big difference.
So a couple of years ago, Ariella came here to the library to check out fitness videos. And she started with Zumba. It's a popular exercise that combines dance and aerobics. Thanks to these videos and changing her diet, Ariella started losing weight and became healthy again. She even got her mom to exercise with her. Ariella's mother, Wendy Sanchez, says her daughter asked her to exercise with her. But Wendy said it wouldn't work. Then one day she went to her doctor, who told her she was going to have to go on insulin because she was so overweight. That's when Wendy agreed to exercise with Ariella. And she's been doing so ever since. She lost 55 pounds dancing to videos with her daughter. Today, the upstairs room in the library is full of women and children.
Yurau, what are you going to do while your mom is dancing today?
Dance with her and maybe take a break.
How does it make you feel when you dance?
Like a party.
Libraries aren't the most practical place for an exercise dance party like this one. But the library decided to make an exception. The 81st Avenue branch is in a high-crime area of East Oakland, so it's always looking for ways to get people together over something positive. When Ariella approached the library about leading a class, Anthony Propernick, the senior library assistant here, didn't see why not.
If the community wants a Zumba class and it's something that we can provide and make sure it doesn't spill over into the rest of the library, the noise, I think it's something, yeah, we definitely would love to share with them.
So I just wanted to say welcome on behalf of the library to everyone to our first ever exercise class.
It's 2 p.m. and the class is starting. Ariella doesn't seem so afraid to be in front of the room. She even speaks to the women in both English and Spanish. Ariella is mostly here to keep everyone motivated.
Keep trying. Don't give up on yourself because I was really chubby. I may look fit right now, but I was really chubby. You could ask my mom.
The video starts and the 13 or so women stand behind Ariella, mimicking the moves on the screen. Occasionally, Ariella turns around and smiles or gestures to the class to step it up a notch. Everyone's having a good time.
Serious workout. But it's a good workout. I enjoyed it.
When the class is over, Ariella makes her rounds to find out how she did. That's when she meets Kenya Ruffin, who comes to the library weekly to meet with her counselor.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. I have a leg injury. I got shot 3 times, and twice in one leg and once in this leg. So it's a little hard to keep up, but it's fun. So you actually want to continue and keep going. And there is a lighter
version of it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You can
which
do that lighter
yeah.
version always.
Ariella lives a few houses down from the library. Most of the women in this class also live nearby. They say that it's harder to exercise because they don't feel safe enough to walk around in their neighborhood. So they appreciate a class like this during the day. one that's free and in a safe space.
I'm doing it because I want to motivate people out there to come over here to work. They're not alone, you know. I'm here for them.
Moments later, Ariella's riding her bike down 81st Avenue with a huge sense of accomplishment. One hand is full of DVDs, the other's on her handlebars, her chin up. She looks ready for next week's class. In Oakland, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.